This world a baby, your mind as clear as the air.
Time passes,
you learn to walk and talk.
Time passes,
you learn right from wrong.
life of your own. Hey, I'm telling you the natural facts for what it's worth. You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
Oh, listen to me.
That's time.
But you find it takes a lot of hard work and sacrifice.
There ain't no such thing as something for nothing. Can you dig it?
Oh, now you're standing at the crossroads of life.
To satisfy your personal wants, will you do wrong or will you do right?
Will you do right?
One thing you must admit.
The final decision is up to you.
The final decision is up to you, yeah.
Facts for what it's worth.
Okay, one second here. Let's just let that roll on by. And folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It is 2:12 in the morning. I almost said 2:12. And you, of course, can catch us on the web at www.ckut.ca, a most sultry of web destinations, if I do say so myself. Here's the happenings, folks. You just finished hearing a selection of Undisputed Truth tracks, because I just happens to occasionally roll in this way. What did we have? We had Got to Get My Hands on Some Lovin'. We had a take on Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And then we had I'm a Fool for You, He Don't Love You Like I Do, and You Make Your Own Heaven and Hell. Parentheses right here on Earth, maybe, possible. Anyways. And that was a whole, once again, a whole bunch of Undisputed Truth. So maybe it makes you want to go and check it out. You know, wets your whistle for some more. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that's the case with everything here, but I'm rambling on. All right. So yeah, I was dead wrong about the Warriors and the Nuggets. I was wrong about that. I'm also proving to be quite wrong about the Nets beating the Celtics. I swear, every single upset, because you feel the necessity that there's supposed to be upsets in basketball. At least one or two. I got tempted to name three, and they are all falling to bits. The rest of my predictions, though, a.k.a. the predictable ones, are coming quite true. I did nail the fact that the Hawks would be in the have made it out of the play-in tournament and into the playoffs, so I guess I'll just wipe my tears with that imaginary tissue that is a minor victory in a successful prediction. The Hawks are going nowhere, though. All right. Moving on. CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get some coffee up inside of me here.
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. But I could have been pulling Tyler Hubbard, after all is said and done.
variety than folks. Hello. Hi there. Thanks for being with us here on CKUT 90.3 FM Greater Montreal, right here. I said that already. And what time is it? It is 2:41 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and we're right in the middle of this thing here. Couldn't you tell? A bunch of songs. Why don't I name them? Let's go ahead. We had, we had some Gil Scott-Heron with Angola, Louisiana, followed by Messengers Incorporated with Soulful Proclamation. Henry Peters was sure to follow with Master Groove, followed by Sergio Mendez with For What It's Worth. And finally, Umair Deodato with Also Sprach Zarathustra. You tell me I'm not saying that right. S-P-R-A-C-H. All right. Let's continue. I really don't have anything too bold to add in the basketball department aside from this. Now that the Sixers are about to make short work of the Raptors, up 3-0, no team has ever squandered such a lead in the history of all basketball, recorded history of North American basketball for the last 75 years. We'll put it that way. No team has ever squandered a 3-0 lead by losing the next four games. Never happened. And I see no reason why that would happen here. Joel Embiid is a scoring monster. He's a bit of a murder machine around the baskets. And then he turns around and hits a turnaround three-pointer with 0.09 seconds. 0.9 seconds in overtime to rip the entire country's hearts out right before the buzzer. The cruelest thing, it wasn't even at the buzzer, it was right before the buzzer, so it kind of forced the Raptors to futilely throw up this last gasp of patheticness. It's terrible, terrible. And suddenly those two missed free throws from Precious don't seem so forgettable, do they? Well, it was quite a fine season, and wait till Scotty Barnes gets back, y'all. Yeah. I'll just wait. Fine. But at the end of the day, I think the Sixers suddenly are going to come out of the pack here in the East. I think they're going to find themselves battling tooth and nail with the Miami Heat in the second round, and whoever comes out of that series is coming out of the East. Mark my words. And I wonder what happens to Milwaukee between now and the end of it all, because Chris Middleton just went down. Floor spacer, clutch shooter extraordinaire. That one's going to hurt. All right, folks, we'll be back. Basketball.
We'll be right back. Thank you.